Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Renu.
Good morning, Mr. Andrea.
Today is
5th of December.
Yes, it's a special day today.
2014 is what?
This Madam Renu, she knows all. So please, Madam Renu, remind us.
Even with my bad math, we figured out it's 64 years since Sri Aurobindo's passing.
Yeah, correct.
Mahasamadhi.
So it's a darshan day, and somehow I don't know, for no reason at all, I feel very joyous. It is also the radio's 10th
birthday.
Anniversary. Yeah. Tell us about that, Andrea. How is that possible?
I don't know. That is something that I would like to ask you. How is it possible? But
so the radio.
You was aware that it was the Sri Aurobindo birthday.
No.
Birthday.
Yeah, the Mahasamadhi, 5th of December 2004, with a friend of mine that he came from Italy. His name is Andrea Bornino, and I would like to say hello to him. He's working to the national channel of the radio, Rai 3.
And Andrea.
Ciao, Andrea. And he came to help us, to help me at this point of time. I was alone, to make the radio stay with us for 4 months in 2004. And by chance, on the 15th of December, 5th of December, we started to stream with just a single computer from the L'Avenir d'Auroville, at that time was Eurofuture, stream our first program that was just a piece of music that was in the computer.
Fantastic.
So we realized on the 5th of December that we were able to broadcast all over the world with just a little laptop and a CD that was this streaming software.
All time the same, a small step for a big story, big adventure, 10 years, bravo. Huh?
10 years and a lot of different people, Andrea, tell us. I mean, so many volunteers have come here, have come through the radio, has been a door for so many people.
Yeah, I have a list of people that is available on the Eurovir Radio website, somehow in About Us, I think, in our section About Us. And we have 250 people that has been at least participating to the project, and they gave a lot of time, a lot of skills, a lot of knowledge in the project, and that's why we are here after 10 years. It's me that maybe I keep holding the thing running because I'm very determined to secure Auroville with FM license.
He's determined. Huh?
That we can say he's determined.
We can say, you know,
everything that exists here is
by determinations of individual people that they are
The dental clinic, the health center, everything.
So maybe this is a good news.
But still, you know, and then also Auroville children have come through the radio. You were mentioning something about Ashwin.
Yeah, that's yesterday, this morning, 2 hours ago. Ciao, Ashwin. Hello, Ashwin. He was chatting with me in Facebook because I posted it in Facebook, a little announcement and some pictures about the past of the radio and the fact that now we are 10 years old. And he was one of the kids that when he was in future school, he joined the radio in the first year of school to learn something. And he told me that a part of the incredible experience that had at this point of time of his life, he's still relying on his knowledge to follow the studies that he's doing in some university in South East of Asia. I don't remember. I think in Malaysia.
Yeah.
He's in Malaysia. So he said that it was very helpful for him doing this thing at this point of time, and he has a very nice time staying with us. And
fantastic.
He was sharing this
thing. So he has good memories.
Thanks to you, Ashwin.
Thank you. And thanks to all of the people that have come through, put energy into the radio, made the radio possible. Thank you, Andrea, for bringing the radio to Auroville. It's really a fabulous tool, and it will become more so in the future, because you know, just things go on.
Yes, Madame Renu, all go on. Yes.
So what today? Last week, you guys knew nothing.
Yeah. You were not here. How can we know
so something? So today, we're all secure because I'm here and we know everything.
Yeah, everything. Maybe we can go forwards to the kind of positive news.
Positive news.
It will be the first time that in this off of cuff.
Yes.
With so many positive news.
Yes.
So, Andrea, are you ready?
I'm ready. Ready. I would just to share that what I'm going to say is totally untrue, but what we feel is something that is deep in our heart. So we are doing the news
of
the future.
It's true on another level.
It's true in another level.
Oroville is a city of the future. This is the news of the future.
Yeah, the news of the future is talking about that the selection committee selected the new member of the of the FMC, the Oroville Council, the working committee, land board in 10 minutes. No negative feedback were received after the process.
Wonderful. So it means it was clear. Everybody understood. Everybody understood that everybody was in the right place.
Correct.
We didn't go through a torturous event of people...
With auto drama,
persecution,
I want to be somebody.
I am not recognized. You don't recognize
me.
No,
why you don't love me? No. I have some capacity.
You don't see my capacity.
See, I don't see you.
I don't see you also.
I don't want to go in a working committee because I have another vision of organizations. Personally.
And you know what? It's not important. If you are pulling the carrot or you are shaking the minister's hand, you do it well.
Correct.
And you do it for the divine. That is all.
Yes, okay. Second news.
Yeah, next good news. The land board secured 227 acres of land in the city center.
Yay!
And 1,944 acres in the green belt.
That's incredible. Is that everything?
Yeah, everything. We don't need any more, even 1 acre.
So land is secure. That is
totally
incredible. So now we can dream the dream city. You know, all of us had a different dream now that we have this, the possibility of this infrastructure. We don't need all of these roads and all. We can have these hanging bridges and these, you know.
Yes, all this kind of incredible
this creative stuff.
There is no word. There is no word to express today what we see, what we can see.
It will be a diversity.
In full in art creativity,
yes,
with a full expression.
Because today, I tell you a little bit, our idea of unity is a little bit Bolshevik. Huh?
But
we don't speak about that.
We're
the dream city,
The entry service is giving a very warm welcome to 1,440 newcomers. Coming from 147 different parts of the world.
That's fantastic.
Vladimir has decided to allocate 47 acres to in the external land out of our master plan of Oroville for the newcomers, so they can organize themselves in creating cooperatives to build new houses. Levenir and the FMC want to participate, giving the green light and infrastructure in and giving their blessing to this newcomer to proceed with this building.
This is fantastic. And not only that, I think that the FMC is actually going to give a little bit of money for the infrastructure.
Yeah, there are $5 million of dollars.
Yeah. Don't forget, because before that, I don't remember the big revolution inside us about relation with money and finance and land.
Happened.
Yeah, it's happened before that, because it's good news. But you will see.
So what happened was also we decided to invest. I think part of that revolution was we decided to invest in the people that live here. And we decided to allow people, we said that goodwill was only coming out of
freedom.
It was
not a revolution, it was an eclosion of the lotus in the heart of each one. This is what
it was marvelous. And so what was fantastic about this is that money is also allotted, freedom is allotted. There is no, people are allowed to build freely.
The
housing group was giving blessings. Also, people had come up with strange buildings, and everything was accepted and wonderful. And we will see in a few years. So this is
news. We do also have 5 new distribution points in the center of the city to give foods to the newcomer that just arrived.
You mean like the solar kitchen?
Solar kitchen, we have pizzeria, takeaway.
They just push a button.
Push a button.
No, I mean, there is a machine. You arrive in Oroville, you have a pizza.
And I think also I think also some of the new people are working in these distribution centers.
Yeah.
So it's all self...
One more time, I was negative. My attitude was negative.
Not at all. You talk about pushing button. It's okay.
So...
What else is happening?
We have a news regarding the Matrimandir. The Matrimandir garden has been completed and the managing team has decided to keep the Matrimandir open 24 hours a day to give the chance to the residents to meditate at any time.
That's wonderful. That's really good. And I hope, is it only the residents or is it also the people from the area that would like to go and meditate?
Should be inquired by the people because I don't have this kind of...
I think it has been opened up because there's many of the people people that have worked in the villages, after all, who have been working on the Matrimonial, are also quite dedicated, despite not having signed papers or this or that. Yeah. And it's nice that that is honored, actually. Just
if
like
there is no moustique, if there is no moustique.
Moustique?
Moustique, yeah. Mm. Moustique, because there is moustique for them, no? Yeah.
Mosquitoes, you mean?
Yeah, mosquitoes.
Oh,
they're breeding under the urn, apparently.
Okay. Yeah, so.
The other news is the farm group this year reached the full capacity production, giving the full food sustainability to Auroville. The food now is fully organic and extra production is sold all over India.
This is fantastic. You see, Foodlink even opened a canning part so that the food, you know, when we have a surplus of mangoes and all, they have organized, they actually come to the farmer, they aid the farmer, they send a car to help you pick up because it's a lot of work in your farm.
Right, yeah.
And you have to also transport the stuff. So they finally realized, no, it's easier if we bring the transport, the farm can call us up, we come, we pick up the vegetables and they bring it and then they process it. What they don't give to the various distribution outlets, they actually can or package to sell outside. And Auroville has become now... Auroville has now become a beacon all over India for sustainable agriculture and organic products of a very high value.
Absolutely.
So this is very good news.
Yeah, it's a good
and
news.
It's nice that all these people are interested and excited and touching the land, becoming farmers. So many new people, farms are full capacity. All the land that was good for farming, it was understood that we immediately had to be put to work because we're on a shortage of everything on this planet. So suddenly some mindset changed and it was really wonderful.
Absolutely. The Auroville Board of Commerce is facilitating the creation of 127 new commercial units.
So this also comes with the influx of people.
Yes, and the Auroville Board of Service has now 221 services providing free goods or services to the population of Auroville.
Fantastic. So these people are also starting their new commercial units to help sustain the community.
And services.
And they're creating services for the Aurovillians.
Yeah, true.
So we have like a proper painting service. We have whatever we need, gardening. We have the architects, I think, also finally have come together and have decided to offer their services of building Auroville just like everyone else.
Yeah, because they have plenty of support.
And they've been supported and all. And so now we have actually a building company, and we have service, in fact we realize that there's not so much difference between a commercial activity and a service activity.
It's exactly
one is serving inside and one is serving perhaps more outside, but we don't make any distinction about them all. We're all our accounts also have changed. All our accounts are running through one central area, and every month or so, the community can decide on how and where the money is distributed. These are not things done in small little groups anymore. It's actually, and not just reports that are shared in the dark that don't really mean anything because you don't have anything to say. But this is just to explain people how we've moved forward.
Absolutely.
And people feel very excited and enthused about putting money in because they also participate in the decision of where it goes and actually see growth happening out of their effort.
Okay, good. Let me talk, Madam. The Energy Board of Auroville is producing 227 megawatts of power by renewable sources. 100 megawatts are sold to the Tamil Nadu Electrical Board.
So that's incredible. Yeah. Wazo, what do you have to say about that?
I didn't Let understand very well.
Nous avons beaucoup d'énergie.
Ah, énergie, overflow.
Énergie surplus qu'on vend et c'est fait par des moyens.
Des moyens by means of eco-friendly
means. Eco-friendly means. That's fantastic. Yeah. And this is also Varuna initiated it, and then Solar Service and various other people.
This we have to study because for the moment, we don't speak about.
They all joined in, and the ABC also found some new children from Future School that had invented some new sources of energy and capturing, and so that was also part of one of those commercial units that would then later came from our students that have invented a new form of capturing energy that was then backed up by the commercial units that was then helped also with the Varuna and the whole electricity. And it's fantastic.
Okay, another news from the financial service and BCC. They reached an agreement in order to invest in Auroville $127 million for development of the community.
And what is this exactly? What do you think? What is the development of the community? What have we seen out of this money?
Everything from people that they have to build houses to people that need to make change their needs, whatever it's needed in the community. So it go in any kind of...
So proper public transport.
Everything.
All the things that we need, a good hospital.
Hospitals probably part of this amount were used for buying the land. It's not specified here, but... We got
so these are all the changes that we're seeing. It's fantastic.
So, and we have also the resident service has reached an agreement. Shut up, we are 15 minutes, so we have last minute.
All right, we have one more thing.
Yeah, the resident service has reached an agreement with the working committee to apply with the help of the Auroville Foundation for a 20-year entry visa. C'est bon.
No, this is very important because this is the first step towards the global citizen passport that we are going to be issuing. So we're going first for this 20-year visa. This is very good. I think there was one more thing that was very important.
It's the last thing to close our off-the-cuff dreaming situation for the next phase of Auroville is the commission committee. The decommission committee has been working since 3 months and has decided to close up the useless groups.
This is fantastic, and I think about 90 groups have been closed, and they're looking at another 180. And in fact, we're going to be talking to individuals and no longer groups. Yeah. You will have a name, not a function.
Oh, I cannot be alone a group. That is true, yeah.
Well, today, all of that has changed in the new Auroville.
Okay.
We are all individuals. Working for Mother's
Even
Dream.
Somebody told me that now there is even some artists in the governing board, some performers, even some neo-clown urbain. So you can imagine the progress now.
But that is in
the
government.
So how is the
government? The government of India, I think.
But I don't know. But
so they've invited two Auroville.
No. It's a good news. Now they recognize the necessity to have artists involved in the organization of Auroville, particularly the performer, the neo-clown, neo-urban.
So this is an incredible change.
Amazing, you know.
Before we've had these lawyer types mostly, so this
is wonderful, this is very creative. It's a new criteria of we discover each one.
A new criteria has been established.
Exactly, you know. Suddenly we are not anymore red fish.
I love.
We start to go towards the flying. We fly, and we discover
He's
new sky.
With birds,
This is amazing. This is the feeling.
So we are laying the egg hatch.
Exactly.
Of the new
you remember,
world.
Remember. It's only now that suddenly the chicken is coming. Oh, the chicken. The golden chicken
of the new world. Wow, fantastic.
5th of December 2014. Happy birthday, Auroville Radio.
Happy birthday.
It's amazing why we are so happy.
Yeah.
It's why it's possible.
Because
I think because Shrebindo is busy building that rainbow bridge from one world to the other.
Madame Renaud, I think you are a mystic girl.
Where?
Huh? What do you think you?
But I'm very material. Huh? I like good food.
Yeah, it's true. this, I want to see, this is a bad news. Huh?
C'est très bon.
Well, thank you. I think
thank
that was great.
Everybody.
Allez, bye-bye. Ciao.